Dear friends, hello Rav. It's incredible to be with you this evening for this lesson. We have the privilege of being with KabU5, and this is USA Northeast combined as 110. And, you know, when we were preparing for this, when I was thinking about this moment, a lot of thoughts went through my head as far as preparing a speech, but I've never been good at that. What I do want to share is our collective heart. It's incredible what we're going through as a Kli. It's unprecedented. I remember many years Rav told us that we would come to a certain sensation, our connection. And to be honest with you, in the beginning, I couldn't feel anything. But slowly but surely, as he says all the time, slowly but surely, we start to come to a recognition of something between us so sublime and so worthy of our pursuit, which is the Creator. Never has there been any sensation in this reality that's been introduced other than by our great friends who are serving us all over the world. Words really can't express what we're going through as a Kli. Words can't express the privilege that we have to be the tip of the spear for introducing more and more of the Creator's light into this reality. It goes beyond words, and it's so precious. And we're so happy that the Creator laid our hands on the good fate. It's really almost overwhelming. We want to be able to support our friends. We want to be able to support Rav. And we want to do all that we can for one another so that we can continue to spread his light through all reality. And let's not keep anything to ourselves. Let's connect tens, because there's plenty of opportunity to do that if we look for it. And let's make sure that we're disseminating the light that we've been given, because it never was for us. Our work and our service is to others. So let's always feel that together for his sake. L'chaim. Ben?
Thank you, John. Thank you, friends. It's really an honor to be asked to speak and to lead this preparation today. And you know, whether this is your first lesson or whether you've been to thousands of lessons before this, we have no work to do today. We have to raise divinity from the dust to the best of our ability through our connection. And so I'm really delighted that none of you have listened to all those voices that said, oh, no, there's something better to do today. You're here above all obstacles, above all disturbances, to bestow upon each other, to create this environment. And I'm very, very grateful for all the contributions that all the friends have made toward this sacred purpose that we're about today. And as John mentioned, the Creator has put our hands on the good fate and said, take it. And it's through our connection that we're able to do that. So let's do that today. Only together, friends. L'chaim. Perek Tifa.
Nikak et ha-makor.
We'll read an excerpt from Rabash. You must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you mount the candles. By that, you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Again,
you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you mount the candles, by that you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Active workshop question. Let's awaken the hearts of the friends for the lesson. Again, active workshop question. Let's awaken the hearts of the friends for the lesson.
Beloved friends, we came here this morning and we've been here for a while. Already we read together the article that we will soon read, and each one of us has put everything that brought him here on the side, and we are only looking ahead to this lesson, to this connection we're about to do. We will let Rav open our heart so that he will help us open our heart and pour light into it. There is great joy in being with the friends.
We have an opportunity together to connect, to devote ourselves to Rabash, to let him enter our heart, our individual heart, our mutual heart. A rare experience. We're rewarded with it every morning. Every morning he's given us news and a new view on life in this world, above the barrier, in all directions.
And with the heart, we can see recently also in the example of the building how much we have to break things and then immediately build things. So it's always something that you break and something that you build. So we have to break whatever is separating us between our desires. And this is what we do. And each time we have to build love.
Thursday is our holiday for the 10, where we meet in the evening for a meal. We are excited all week long. We feel that the basis of this gathering is these portions of light we receive in the lessons. This is where we get our life from.
Yesterday, the revelations of the opening of the heart of the friends in the exercise that we had were very exciting. We will take this all of this inspiration to the prayer now that indeed our heart will be such a heart in which the friends live.
We are entering a lesson where we're going to read an article by Rabash, and friends will ask questions and the Rav is going to answer them. And this entire process
is
a controlled opening of a huge lake or a dam, and it lets water flow and water a barren field, and let Rav speak as much as he needs according to the state of our kli. Let's enter it and be together with this process and help him internally and externally.
I feel a cold, cold breeze from somewhere around. I try to run, I try to hide. I can feel a light that will guide us home to the place, to the other side. keep your heart wide open, and love will reach your soul wide open. It'll save you on your way wide open. I know it's the only way wide open. And the light will forever stay inside. Love guides the way. I know alone I fade. I need someone around to fill my soul.
And the stars, they shine only in the night. If I could only care, maybe I could make it right. Keep your heart wide open, and love will reach your soul wide open. It will save you on your way wide open. I know it's the only way wide open. And the light will forever stay inside. When I start to fall and I can't hold on,
when the way is lost and there's nowhere to run,
when love can be denied and every door is closed,
to the place,
to the other side.
Keep your heart wide open,
and love will reach your soul
wide open. It'll save you on your way wide open.
I know it's the only way
wide open. Keep your heart wide open,
and love will reach your soul.
We'll read a second source excerpt. Love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly. And on the other hand, we should be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each one of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah to be among us. Let's read that again. Love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly. And on the other hand, we should be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each one of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah to be among us.
For an active workshop, let's build together a prayer for the connection of the world Kli in the lesson. Once again, for an active workshop, let's build together a prayer for a connection of the world Kli in the lesson.
Your beloved Creator, we've assembled us this morning with the entire world. Let us take this time as the most important opportunity to come close to you and to the friends, open our hearts, so we'll be able to bring all the friends into it.
Yes. Just like in our building, we're breaking down walls between the rooms. Also in the walls of our hearts, we should break the walls and connect into a single heart.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to open the heart each morning anew, and together with the friends, with the world Kli.
Yes, we commit on our side to do our part, which is to exert in connection. To exert in connection and ask that the entire world Kli will be in that same feeling. And Baruch also writes to us, let us see the greatness of the Creator on our path. And Hotel writes, all of the friends with a wide open heart. Now it is your turn.
It's my turn for everyone. We're a collection of individuals where each one wanted to annul himself. So let's ask for the power today in this lesson to do it.
That we will have the strength.
אנו אסירי תודה על ההזדמנות להתחבר לחברים שלנו ומבקשים שתראה לנו מהו חיבור.
Prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, we are grateful for the opportunity to connect with our friends and ask that you show us what true connection is and teach us how to love each other unconditionally. We pray to draw your light to our collective vessel.
Anna,
please open our hearts and connect us so we can fulfill your wish. Show us the way to your love so that we may bring you contentment. We thank you for your love and guidance and enter the lesson with confidence and joy. Amen. Thank you.